T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining me right now, one of my dearest friends, and he's become a big-time star. In fact, this is how I know this man has become a big-time star. He's on Sirius XM Mad Dog Radio. He's on VEASAN. But this is how I know, bro, you are so big.
Yes.
You have a Twitter account, and yes, you don't even do the tweets.
Like, that's right.
In your profile, it says the tweets are done by somebody else. That's something like mega celebrities do, bro.
I thought I was big until I heard you're back on CBS Radio.
Yeah, we're doing a FAN CBS Sports Radio thing for the time being on weekends, Pat. By the way, Patrick Maher, ladies and gentlemen,
yes,
let me give him
How you doing, bro? Good morning.
Good. Good morning. Yeah, so you're coast to coast today, so don't be too nervous.
No, I'm good to go. And by the way, you know it's crazy because you and I used to take trips out here to Vegas all the time. Back in the day when you were just a young buck. And I was thinking about it as you were bringing me on because, you know, this coronavirus and out of these circumstances provide awesome opportunities and that will all come. But right now, as you know, I mean, this city is, you know, the 28th largest city in the nation, and it is simply built on hospitality. Like, literally, Evan, everything from the casinos down, you know, the shows, the support staff, the ticket takers at the sports books, the economic wheel of Las Vegas is all tied to entertainment. And once those casinos started putting up the boards, everything became a ghost town around here.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's the thing, man. And, you know, we see it all over the country, but you make a great point about Vegas where the economic fallout from this is brutal. I mean, there's so many people, probably your neighbors, that aren't able to get a paycheck. They can't go to work right now. And so that's another aspect of all this that, you know, just makes you feel horrible for the people that can't get a paycheck right now during all this.
So I got something for you, and I think your audience will like this too. So we all just keep on, like, throwing darts as to when these sports are going to resume, right?
Right.
You're going to have – it was supposed to be here in Vegas with the NFL draft coming up in April 25th. They were going to have gondolas. It was going to be bigger than Nashville last year, right?
Right.
Now they're going to do a teleconference, just like everybody, everything's quarantined. But I've got odds for you on the next Major League Baseball game played. Okay, so I'm going to give you the numbers, and you tell me which side you're on. Yesterday, the prop before June 1st, the no was set at 450. So the no was the favorite. You have to lay $450
wow,
to win $100.
Wow.
The yes was plus 275. Now, listen to this, because this is fascinating. Something happened overnight. Next Major League Baseball game to be played June 1st or sooner, the no is $1,600. You have to lay $1,600 to win $100.
Wow.
The yes is plus $700. So in 24 hours, it's more than quadrupled that no, there won't be a baseball game played June 1st or sooner.
I think the answer to that is when they come out and say, we're not playing a game. Here are the guidelines. We're not playing a game until travel restrictions are lifted, until mass gatherings can occur. I think most of us assume, and look, I'll be the first to admit, I know you admit this too, we're not scientists. All we can do right now is just trust the experts on this. But it doesn't sound like all of that stuff's going to happen by the middle of May or June. So I don't know, man. Do they have odds on like July 1st? Because that to me seems more realistic.
Yes. I can. By the way, we're not scientists. I'm going to put my Bunsen burner away. I didn't realize you were having me on not to do science here, Evan. Thank you for letting me know.
Dude, you were better at science than I was, man. That was my worst subject in school, man. I was getting barely passing grades.
Okay, here you go. You want August 1st or sooner, the odds?
August 1st? Fine, give me August 1st.
Okay, and then I'll give you July. Next Major League Baseball game to be played August 1st or sooner. Yes, minus 165. No, plus 125. Yes is favored.
Slightly, though. It's not huge.
It's not a big favorite, you know. And then July 1st. Okay, July, August. Let's go July. No, still at 370. So for your audience, what that means, it's almost 4-1 that no, there won't be a game played July 1st or sooner.
Can I ask a dumb – I mean, I ask a lot of dumb questions, but I'm going to ask you another dumb question. Are people actually betting this? Like, is this a popular bet for people to place right now?
Yeah, I mean, that's offshore. You're not going to find those bets here in Vegas.
Right,
but what
right.
you can find in Vegas, so I've got something for you, and I think this will help a national audience understand gambling a little bit more. So what they do here in Vegas is they set up what's called a future bet or a propositional bet,
right.
which are one and the same at times. So what I have for you here is NFL season wins. So these numbers were set by many books here in Vegas before free agency, obviously before the draft, okay? So what they do is they throw out a number. So I'll give you a number like the Atlanta Falcons. Vegas is saying the Atlanta Falcons season win total is 7.5. And so for your listeners, they understand you that have to say they're going to win 8 games and
right,
I win
right.
my money if I go over. You know, 7 or under, I win my money if they go under. Right now, the Atlanta Falcons, after the first wave of free agency, still set at 7.5, but the betting is coming in on the over. You have to lay more money to bet the over. Which way are you going with the Falcons?
Boy, I'd probably go
about what they did. They go, Devontae Freeman, you're out. Gurley, you're in. Hayden Hurst comes in. Hooper, out. You know, they've done a lot as far as Vic Beasley's out, but that offense, and remember, that was a team in the second half.
They played great in the second half.
Yeah, they played really well. They won in New Orleans. They won in San Francisco.
But you know what? And I say this with a bias, as you know. Here's why I don't give a damn about what they did in the second half. I'm a Jet fan. They had a great second half, too. They were 6-2 in their last 8 games under the brilliant Adam Gase. I'm not all of a sudden believing that they're going to build off that next year. Plus, the division is tough. I mean, the Saints, to me, and I know Breeze is getting older, but talent-wise, they are still real, real good. Tampa Bay is tremendous. Like, the more I think about it, the individual talent that they have on defense, I know they didn't, you know, exactly play to that level. I think they were third from the bottom in points allowed. I think the division itself pushes me towards the under.
Do you want to take a guess at what your season win total is set for the Jets?
I'm going to say it's 7-7. 7 or 7.5.
Okay, so you nailed it. Your first guess, your instinct was right.
And what's your? And by the way, what's your instinct to take the over or the under on that?
Well, I'll tell you what the public is doing. So what happens here is the Vegas books will set a number, and then the market will dictate if the number is shifted. And, you know, people hear about juice or vigorous. That's a tax you pay on placing a bet.
Right.
Well, right now, the Jets, their season win total is set at 7. But the juice, you have to pay more of a tax to bet under. That's 130 to the under. So that tells you that the public believes the Jets are going to win 7 games or less.
Yeah. Well, the public tends to be right, bro. I mean,
oh, you're still doing the woe is me. Joe's not even
woe
there.
Is me.
You're going to play the woe is me.
Patrick. Oh, when you lived in New York, okay, and we were hanging out. The Jets were actually reasonably good. You know, they went to back-to-back championship games. It has been a long time since that's happened. So it's not woe is me. That's not what it is. Because when things are good and things are looking up, you know me, I'm a confident guy. I'm a happy guy. But they've been bad for a long period of time, and I think the coach is terrible. So when you factor those two things in, why would I be crazy or woe is me to say they're not winning 7 games? You agree with
like
me. That's the funny part.
I would like a national audience to understand that Evan Roberts is the best guy I know. He's a half-glass full guy. He's a tremendous human being. But he's a liar and he's an idiot. I'll play a little game with you, my friend, as
what?
You sit here and lament about your Jets. Oh, the pain. Can I give you a date? How about 1957? What's that say to you? How long ago was that?
1957?
Yes, 1957.
Well, it was before the Jets existed, and
right.
it was
and that's,
60...
the last, since 1957, my Detroit Lions have won exactly one playoff game.
By the way,
would you like to continue?
No. Listen, I will never compete with you in terms of patheticness of certain Detroit franchises, but I got to get on you about something.
Okay?
No, I have to. I got to be fair. So... about a year, well, I guess less than a year ago, we did a pod. You joined me on my podcast to do a football preview. And you were very bullish on the Detroit Lions. You said it to me. You said, bro, you know, I'm I'm not usually this optimistic, because you're kind of, right. We're very similar in a lot of ways. I'm not that optimistic, but you know, I love this defense. I love what I'm seeing from Patricia. They're going to win this division. So I ask you this question with, of course, a lot of love in my heart. How were you so wrong?
Well, I appreciate your loving heart. And just like what we're dealing with as a country with this pandemic, sometimes life throws you curveballs. And the curveball that was thrown at me is a guy named Matt Patricia. And he is a curveball that is giving lectures on decorum, alienating his team, turning the Lions into the New England Patriots by poaching players that Bill Belichick doesn't want, comes in the first year, wins 6 games, picks his groceries, second year, wins 3 games, team completely regresses. As a matter of fact, Evan, defensively, the team got way worse than they were the first year around with the players that he actually wanted. So to answer your question, that never happened. You're lying. I would never say the Lions are good. I'm never going to do that again. Next question.
Well, I'll give you this. As much as I dislike and I don't trust Adam Gase, if we were doing a power rankings of worst NFL head coaches in this moment, I think I got to give you the edge, man. I think Patricia may have it.
Yeah. He looked like he just came from a Sum 41 concert with, you know, in a keg stand, and he's lecturing the reporters at the press conference for not sitting up straight in their chair. I mean, it's embarrassing.
All right, here's it. And we're talking to Patrick Maher, VSiN, SiriusXM, longtime buddy of mine. Key question, and you're going to have to deal with this if it happens. If the NBA comes back and they do something very creative, because I think these times call for things that are creative, you know, like a one-and-done tournament or something of that nature, potentially in Vegas. That was the report the other day from CNBC that that's being considered. Do you think that gives us a legitimate champion, or would you be taking phone calls for the next year and a half that LeBron's title with the LA Lakers, wasn't real. It was a tournament. It wasn't the same thing. Do you think that would be a valid NBA championship in your mind?
Well, I think to start, I think these leagues are running into, Evan, like an existential crisis, right? Because they understand what is better for the greater good. Social distancing, worrying about people's health. But at the same time, the NBA is in a perilous situation as far as financially. They're going to lose more than $1 billion. So I'll answer your first question. There will be a tournament. There will be finals held, and it's going to be here in Vegas, self-contained. There's relationships with MGM. There's relationships. They have the Summer League that goes flawlessly here in as far as the NBA in Vegas. So that relationship and concert is good. As far as whether, like, that's why we do, that's why you and I started so young with Sports Talk Radio to debate this stuff. I think it does benefit the Lakers and LeBron. I think this time off has been tremendous for them. It's going to be a shortened season. We know that. Now, whether or not the validity, listen, there's nothing you can do about it. So there's going to be 50-50 people saying, but here's what it's going to come down to. We are going to be so thirsty for anything, for any type of basketball. You pray for a Charlotte Hornet-Detroit Pistons matchup on television right now that I think by the time we all get it, we're going to be so starved that whatever it is, we'll just be thankful for it.
Now, you're 100% right, and I do feel that that no matter what we get, even if it's weird, even if it's at neutral sites, even if it's empty arena or in the basketball case, it's Vegas, it's going to be great. But you, and I prefaced this when I said to you that you, with some of your teams, have experienced no winning. You know, the Detroit Tigers haven't won since you were very, very young. They've been at some World Series and things didn't go well. We mentioned the Lions. You did see the Pistons win. Okay, you saw the Pistons win a couple of times. You know I haven't seen any of my teams win. If the Brooklyn Nets won the NBA championship this year in Vegas, Kevin Durant's back and healthy, and he just dominates. You know, Spencer Dinwiddie, Caris LeVert, and they win the tournament. Would you feel that it's real? Like, if that happened to you, would you feel that's real? Because you know the euphoria of seeing your team win a championship, and you know I've never seen any of that. Would that still be kind of the same thing?
Well, let's just clarify to your national audience that Evan Roberts grew up on Long Island, had an opportunity to pick whatever he wanted as far as New York teams, and here's what he went with. The New Jersey Nets, the New York Islanders, the New York Jets, and the Mets. So
you're blaming me. You're blaming me for that.
He's a contrarian, but he is a ride or die. I will say, even when he moved to 100 miles outside of the city, he still kept his season tickets with the Brooklyn Nets. What I feel shorted? No. I was there. I drove from South Carolina to Detroit in 04 to watch the Pistons beat the Lakers in the finals. You take whatever you can possibly get. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that even
you take what you can get. And by the way, why is Kyrie trending again today? Fire Kyrie. What did he do today?
Fire Kyrie? All I read about Kyrie.
Fire Kyrie. That's your boy, by the way.
Well, first of all, he's on the basketball team I root for. Okay, we'll leave it at that. All I read about Kyrie is that he's doing a lot of charitable stuff, that he's donating this and he's donating that, and that's great. I mean, it's great to see athletes and owners step up and do the right thing to help people of need. So this has actually been a rare moment where I haven't said anything. I haven't complained about Kyrie Irving. You know, I've been complimenting him. He's been doing nice things. Now, hopefully, someday he'll be healthy and he'll actually, you know, play a full season for the Nets and they'll win. And when that happens, I'll build him a statue.
Do I have a minute to quiz you one more thing?
One more minute, go.
Okay, because this will help your audience. What do you think the season win total is set for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Vegas?
9.5.
9. What do you think it's set for the Patriots?
9.
9? Exactly.
You know what?
So that, the Patriots and Buccaneers both set at 9.
That just shows you the respect for Bill Belichick. That's what it shows.
They don't even have a quarterback.
No, trust me, I know. Patrick, great talking to you, my friend. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Evan. Appreciate it.
Thank you, pal. Patrick, Patrick Maher, you can hear on VEASAN, does a show with Michael Lombardi, who's great with the NFL, and he's also on Mad Dog Radio. We'll come right back. We'll get back to your phone calls. I have not forgotten about you at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. Evan Roberts here on The Fan and CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.